Test 69, Section 3, Question 19. So here we want to weaken it. And this one, the economists argue that buying lottery tickets is an unwise use because the average payoff for the ticket is much lower than the cost. So average payoff is lower than cost. But this reasoning is faulty, so it's wrong. The average amount paid out on individual insurance policies is much lower than the average cost of a policy, yet no one would argue that purchasing insurance is an unwise use of resources. So basically, this is an argument from comparison. And remember, anytime you have an argument from comparison, attacking the similarity between the two things being compared will weaken the argument. And so if we can say, well, insurance policies aren't really the same as lottery tickets. So, A, individuals spend on average much more on insurance than on lottery tickets. Well, okay, that's more, but that doesn't really say that that a lottery ticket is a decent idea. Insurance companies generally retain a higher proportion of the total revenue than do organizations that sponsor lotteries. Well, actually, if anything, that would kind of strengthen the argument, because if insurance companies are keeping more of the profits, then lottery things are looking like they're not that bad. So taking small financial risks can often greatly increase one's chance of obtaining larger benefits. That would strengthen the idea that, you know, lottery tickets are a decent idea, but not directly. It isn't attacking the reasoning. In general, the odds of winning the grand prize of a lottery are significantly lower than the odds of collecting a settlement from the typical insurance policy. So I went, well, okay, if the odds of winning the grand prize are lower, but it's not about the grand prize. It's about the average payoff for the tickets and not the grand prize. And then the protection against loss that insurance provides is more important to one's well-being than the possibility of a windfall gain. That would weaken this argument by saying, look, these are not two things that are to be compared, because one is protection against loss and the other is, you know, the hope of a windfall gain. So E is our best answer. Now, some of the others do attack the similarities, but only E does it in a way that really says, no, it's if the protection against loss is more important, then you can't really use insurance as a comparable thing. Whereas with all the others, people spending more on insurance than on lottery tickets, that, if anything, kind of strengthens. And so E is going to be our correct answer here.